The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Here we are, one happy family, the Crosstalk Unhinged gang together again.
What's up, fuck faces?
Yeah, what's up?
How we doing? How we doing? Now.
How we doing? Holiday weekend. Who's excited?
I am. It's my favorite.
I know. I don't want to jump ahead.
What do you got planned?
We're hard for. A little baseball, a little fishing. I don't know, you know, spread it around a little bit. Try to pack a few things into one. So
how many Little League games do you guys have to attend this weekend?
Not Little League, but a couple of travel games.
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah.
Johnny and I are beyond that.
I'm playing golf.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, I'm playing golf. Monday morning, Sunday, I'm going to get flowers to plant because I'm a little bit behind this year. But the Farmer's Almanac said not to plant until this weekend. So that's when I'm going to plant because of what the Farmer's Almanac said.
Always follow the Farmer's Almanac, boys.
You can't go wrong, guys.
Yeah.
Probably wise, too, right? Are the cicadas out by you, Johnny?
Oh yeah.
Fuck. They're everywhere.
We still haven't.
They don't bother me. I can't wait for the singing to start. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, they're singing by me a lot.
Pat said that they got a nice little hum, some Australian little instrument of some sort that it's making the noise.
Here's the thing, like
a bunjaroo or a bungholaroo.
Bunghole? What?
Bungholaroo.
Binjaroo?
A binjaroo. It's
you know, like at night.
Wow.
It sort of reminds me of the summer. Like, I don't mind it too much, but I will say there have been a few times, and I've noticed in the morning, it's fucking loud.
Loud. Carm, I'm at home. They're starting up right now, you know, because it's a little cloudy.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Western Springs is like the cicada capital right now.
I was cutting the grass yesterday, and around one of the bases of the trees, I mean, it. You guys, I'm not kidding. There are so many husks, it looked like someone dumped fresh mulch.
Yeah.
That's how many, I mean, it thousands and thousands of husks around one tree in my yard.
It's nutrition for the grass.
It's the skin that they shed and like.
It's just a husk.
I don't know if you got, I've loved this. Like people have made fun of me, including my wife.
It's called molting.
Yes, molting. Exactly. You know everything about everything. I went out last night because this is what they do. They come out of the ground at night, then they attach themselves to the tree. Yeah. And then you
wriggle
watch
free.
Them. And then they physically free. Come out of their skin. And so, yes. And I was watching this process happen last night. Yeah. And I got a good picture of one coming out.
Did you get a nice heart on?
I saw it.
Yo,
Not as hard on. I saw the picture he tweeted. Sniffy.
Todd Furman tweeted me back saying it looked like a picture of a lobster.
It did.
He said, I never thought I would see a picture of a live lobster in Illinois.
I poured myself a big scotch and watched some bad basketball. That's what I did. Bad basketball. Oh,
they played basketball last night?
They did. Well, one team did, Johnny. One team did.
Boston played, right?
Boston played, yeah.
No more Halliburton?
Maybe not.
Well, forget about Halliburton. He watched basketball. Give me more about these Bucks.
Yeah, I'd rather fuck basketball. I like do you guys watch Our Living World on Netflix, that documentary series? It's pretty cool. Like it's all about the different animal life around the planet, different conditions. The ebbs and flows of the changing of the seasons and how plants and animals like kind of coexist. And the last episode or episode two had about a 10 or 12 minute chunk about the cicadas. And it was actually pretty fascinating and kind of cool. and you know why their life cycle is set up the way it is, and it's probably got something to do with the fact that they've been around for millions of years and just realize that
God's little aerators.
Yeah. That's right. But they think it could have been like they were beating certain weather patterns back then. Like they evolved in such a way that like they knew they were beating certain like weather patterns that would have been harder for them to survive had they come out every year or other 5 years. So it became like this every 17-year cycle. It was pretty interesting.
How long do they live?
This is it.
4 weeks.
Like,
start to finish.
Yeah.
And some will come out later. That's why it feels 4 weeks, but it's probably 3 weeks from start to finish.
Yeah.
21 days.
But they've lived for 17 years underneath. You know,
when they have.
They've done something down
but
there.
But it's just a different, yeah. And then they were showing how many animals do feed on them then, you know, all kinds of birds of prey, squirrels. I mean, just, you know, go to town on. They're like, hey, this is a fucking free-for-all.
And they'll process them. They'll dump them out of their ash and it becomes fertilizer.
Yeah, it's true.
It's necessary. It's necessary.
It's the circle of life.
I have a topic for you guys. I know Yurko doesn't like pre-planned topics, but I wanted to read this to you. This is a community thing. I wanted to bring this up on Friday last week, but then Scotty Scheffler had to go out and get arrested and it fucking blew it.
Yeah. So
I don't know if you guys are aware, Waddle and Yurko probably are not, but they're like community Facebook groups where moms and dads post about like parental stuff. There are some community groups for moms. There are some community groups for dads. There's some
parental tips.
Yeah. Like there's like a mom's group, a dad's group. Like, hey, where do I get, there's one for our development where we live. Hey, does someone have a good roofer? Does someone have a good this or that? So this was in a local community group that a friend told me about and screenshotted it to me. And it had to do with something that happened around a Little League game. It didn't happen at a Little League game, but it happened around a Little League game. Who's the douche here, okay?
All right.
Posted by a woman. If your son was at so-and-so Memorial Park tonight during the ball game wearing a neon green T-shirt that said, "All me all day," he told the little girl, "Don't talk back to me, bitch. I told him to watch his language. And when we were leaving, he said, 'You're not my mom. Suck my balls.'" And,
I love this kid.
"And did the crotch gesture. He also smashed the little girl's water bottle." So this mom felt the need to post this in the wake of this incident.
So who's the dude, the kid or the mom?
Well, no. And then another woman then posted in the comments then. So this is the main post. Oh, and then this is in response.
Oh, God.
"Can we please not shame kids? I understand you are flabbergasted from the behavior, but it would be more productive to give a description and ask for parents to reach out to you so you could discuss the behavior directly, rather than shame and blast this to the entire community."
The second lady's the douche.
"Let's lead by example."
Yeah. Second lady's the douche.
I yearn for days gone by, like when all this shit was fucking not tolerated. Like, are you kidding me? That kid with the neon fucking shirt needs to fucking get his ass whipped.
In the day, would have gotten his ass whipped.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
it would have been. That kid would have gotten his ass whipped back in the day.
You know what would have happened, Johnny? One of the older brothers from some of the kids there would have seen it and taken that kid behind the fucking backstop and whipped his ass. And he wouldn't do it.
Just wrapped him upside the head and told him to shut his mouth.
Yes. Yes.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
It is hard, like,
ladies, the douche.
It is, I think, sometimes hard for us to like contemplate these things because we did grow up in a different era. And like it just wouldn't have been, it would not have been tolerated the way it is today.
Carl, so, did like, you mention shaming a kid who acted like a penis is not something that registers with me even in 2024. That kid is a prick.
A little prick.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was very young. And again, but speaking of days gone by, Waddle, I identify with this. Like, everything doesn't require a post either, yes, right?
It doesn't. I agree with Sylvie.
Like, hey, hey, young man. That's
a stupid response.
Who's your mom and dad? You know, can you show me where your mom and dad are? And then if I was told that Braxton said that to a girl or something, like, yeah, we don't hit our kids, but you better believe that there would be repercussions to Braxton or Mason if they did that. Like, I would not protect my kids if they acted that way.
Funniest thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life was actually being on the being on the wrong end of some corporal punishment, but it was never my dad. It was always my fucking angry mom. So like I'd do something stupid and my mom named Ruth would say, "Bobby, get over here." And she'd be trying to pull his fucking belt off so that she could get the belt off of him so she could bring it across my ass and fucking whip me.
Because she didn't have her belt. She went to get your dad's. That's great.
Like, she's out there in the kitchen trying to undress my dad to get his belt so she can hit me with his belt.
Yeah, like my mom was the heavy too. I mean, we were more scared of my mom than my dad for sure. Maybe that's like a...
My mom never hit us except at the end we got a little bit older. She'd get the... She kept breaking wooden hangers on my back. I told her, I go, "Mom, I go, you know, you're just going to break more hangers." I go, "Why would you want to waste all this money?" But I was a little bit of a dick. And then I kind of straightened up.
No.
My mom told me when I was young, I was an absolute fucking little kid terrorist to her.
Yeah,
man. And she was probably right. And then my dad got tired of hitting me in sixth grade and said, "The hell with it. You want to be a fuck up, be a fuck up." He goes, "I'm too tired to beat the shit out of you all the time." And then he gave me the reverse psychology.
I love that.
And he fucking straightened me out with a little reverse psychology. Yeah. I said, "Come on, Pappy. It's just fucking hit me.
Just give me a swift kick in the ass. Let's go."
And he's like, "Nope. You're going to be a jerk. Go ahead. You live the rest of your life as a jerk." He goes,
"Come on, Dad. Hit me."
He worked all day, probably worked a 10 or a 12. And he said, "Nah, you ain't worth hitting." That's what it was. It's not worth hitting you anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, crap.
Waste of my energy. Yeah.
Then you learn.
But my dad.
You learn not to be such a dick.
He beat me and he didn't beat my brother. So I got the more of the beatings than my brother.
Oh, wow. You
Merkel
know what
got away. Merk, little Merk got away with a lot of things.
That's because he was the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my sister, I love her dearly. And she's the best. She's a year older than me. Her birthday's coming up and she'll be another year older than me. She used to smoke cigarettes in her room. She'd say, "Dad, I'm not smoking. She'd flick them out her window. She used to smoke more 120s, the big dark ones.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd flick them out the window. And one day my dad looks and he's walking the driveway, which is right next to the house. Bungalow in Calumet City. Garages in the back. You got to drive through.
You got the gangway on the side.
Yeah. All of a sudden he sees the door open, a hand come out and flicks a cigarette. Then he goes over and looks. Yeah, there's about 20 cigarettes over there, probably from the last 3 days. And then so he walks in, he knocks on her door, and he goes, "Eva," he goes, "are you smoking?" She's like, no, I can't believe it. I told you I'm not smoking.
I'm not smoking.
He goes, well, she was by the window, puffing out the window too.
Okay.
And then he goes, "One more time, I ask, are you smoking?" And she started talking, and she was going to say no again. He stopped her. He goes, "Come with me." And he took her to the window. He opened the window and he goes, "What's going on down there?" And then he asks, "Are you smoking?" And then finally she goes, "Yes, I'm smoking." Boom, boom, boom. And then he just told her, he goes, "You're going to have," he goes, "I smoke." He goes, "My dad smoked for a long time." He goes, "It's not good for you." He goes, "It's a habit for me. This is what I do. You haven't started doing it yet. You're doing it because you think it's cool." And so he didn't hit her that time either.
Did he hang her out the window and like, "Next time you smoke, I drop you out the window"?
She had found some money. My dad took it and said, okay, this is the family's money.
Oh, she thought awesome. It was her.
She went into my dad's thing, a wallet, and took the money and went to Goldblatt's in Hammond, Indiana. She went shopping for herself. I ended up closing the windows. I knew what was going to happen. She came home. Boom. She had a bags full of crap. It did not end well for my sister that day. I closed the windows in the house. We didn't have air conditioning. Closed the doors so the people weren't going to hear what was going to happen, because what was going to happen was happening.
They would have posted on Facebook.
It was a fait accompli. This was happening. And that little doll, my dad, she brought a doll for herself. And I saw that head, and I was down by the back door. That it hit the door, and it came down by me, the little head. I think it was still like, mama, mama. And she got what she deserved that day.
Did she smoke now, York?
She still smokes, and she still thinks she was right because she found the wallet with the money in it, and she still believes it was her money.
She didn't really learn her lesson.
No, she never did.
You learned your lesson, Yurko. She never really learned her lesson.
But she's fine. But man alive, I'm telling you, when them old Croatians got mad, there was no sparing of the rod back then.
These kids today have attitudes, though, man. They
I would say it's back to Sylvie's thing. Like, look, if you don't want to, you know, if that kid even doesn't get himself a beating, the woman that is claiming that you're shaming some kid, boy, that is a misguided.
Yeah, fucking you got to tell her to go blow it out her ass.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What was put that in there, Sylvie?
What was the response to her comment, Sylvie, or did you not know?
I just got the screenshot of the. I'm not in this group, and it was a friend.
Thank God. Yeah. Like if again, you're in like, those groups,
I knew it took. Life. I saw Yurko's eyes when I was reading that he's like, "What is he fucking bringing up?" I knew the payoff would be good.
Yeah,
I knew you guys were gonna like the payoff.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are stupid. Things got to handle me. Me and my buddies JT and KH. I won't mention them by name. I hung out with them in grade school. We went and threw fireworks at kids one time. Innocent little kids, and they weren't like M80s or anything like
that. No, I know.
They were them black cats. Them little butterflies that when you hit, they spawn and they pop up in the air and they came down.
I remember those.
Very innocent, but obviously if something, you know, around children, you don't want to do it. I did it. The guy caught me by the handlebars. The other two guys escaped. I get caught by the handlebars. He gave me a smack upside the head a little bit, and then they called the cops. The cops got me. They asked me where I lived. He says, ride home. He came over. And he told my mom that I was throwing fireworks at the kids. He asked me who the kids were, and I didn't rat them out. So I just said, nah, they didn't do anything. I go, I was the guy that, because I got caught already, I was the guy that did it.
You're and like Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
Yeah. So I took my pitch.
Yeah.
My mom yelled at me, his called me an idiot. Like a man. She said I was the disgrace to the neighborhood because the police had to bring me home. And it's like, yeah, I got it. Boom, boom. She goes, who were you with? And when the cop left, I told her I was with, you know, JT and KH. She goes, those two kids are idiots. I said, we can all be idiots sometimes, Mom.
Yeah.
I knew what they were going to do. I was still there. I could have said, F this and took off, and I'd have beaten them out of the punch, right?
But I did some stupid stuff.
We all did stupid shit.
You know what I did? One year, my best friend in the world, Phil Vogel, growing up, he and his parents went out of town, and I threw a fucking huge party at his house. I was supposed to be watching his house, and I threw a huge party. Cops from three different fucking neighborhoods came. As soon as I saw the first lights, I turned and ran and just abandoned the property.
It's my favorite story because are you following along with this, Con? Waddle threw a party at his friend's
house
when they were all out of town. Phil wasn't there.
No, he wasn't.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we get busted. And then the organizers of the party, it was me, some kid I went to junior high school with whose name was Sean Waddell, Waddle and Waddell, the fine French pronunciation. It's hillbilly.
That sounds like a law firm in Cincinnati, Waddle and Waddell.
So it was two of us and two other idiots. And Phil's dad and mom made us come over with our parents when they got back. And yeah, I mean, there was police everywhere. I mean, so. When they got back in town, I was grounded for almost a year.
I mean, I can't imagine, like, had I done that, what my parents would have done to me, let alone,
it was a fucking rager, though. It was fucking fabulous.
Carm, can you imagine you go out of town with your family, and one of Gio's friends has your key, and throws a party at your house. Can you imagine how fucking mad you would be?
I can't. I really can't. Like, I
can't.
I don't know what I would. Or if he pulled a stunt like that, I mean, yeah. I would lose my fucking mind. Lose it.
Well, you know, and I know it wasn't one of my finer moments.
No. But we all do dumb shit. You're right. Different levels of dumb shit, but we all do dumb shit. I guess they got to learn somehow. But yeah, the attitude on some of these kids, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think you need to be, you know, I think you need to be pulled in by the local police once or twice, and it'll set you straight.
Oh, that'll scare you. That'll scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, I've been in every fucking, you know, suburban police station where I grew up. Blue Ash, Sharonville, Deer Park, Silverton. Like, I've been in all of them.
Waddle was a real troublemaker.
No, I was just kind of a follower. I was kind of a follower. So, like, we would just do stupid shit.
You do stupid shit. I know. We all
best thing in the world, though, was my buddy Joe Novello. His mom had this beautiful old Falcon car, and the back seat lifted up. So, like, we would go out, do a little, you know, mailbox renovation with baseball bats. And like, so you would get out of the car, you'd do whatever, you get back in the car and speed away. So a cop, you know, and when you were done, you'd lift up the back seat, you'd throw all the bats underneath the seat. You couldn't find them. It was like a secret compartment. And they consistently would pull us over and be like, guys, we're getting all these reports that people are knocking down mailboxes with baseball bats and shit. And we're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. There's four of us riding around in a car, sweating our asses off with grass stains on your fucking, all in your clothes.
We really did.
They couldn't catch us.
I'm thinking of some of the dumb ass fucking shit I did. And it really is. It's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Yeah. Should have got my ass kicked a few times. Like if my son did it today, I remember.
You'd be flabbergasted.
I remember one Halloween. I'm like embarrassed to even say it. Like, I can't believe
it. Say it.
And you've run and chased kids in your neighborhood.
I know. And I'm like, I remember one Halloween we took bottles of lighter fluid with us, and we were walking up to the doors of the jack-o'-lanterns and spraying the lighter fluid on the jack-o'-lantern and then ringing the bell and running. And, you know, somebody would come out in their fucking jack-o'-lantern. I was like, can you imagine, like,
what? House on fire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying it. And like that we did that. I'm like, as an adult now, I'm like, what happens if a bush catches on fire?
Yes.
Or what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the, and holy fuck is wrong with me? Like, so we really did do a lot of dumb shit.
We're a generation of idiots.
Just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And I look back on it now, I'm like, I cannot believe we would do something so reckless and fucking stupid. But when you're 12, you're like, this is hilarious. And if my kid did it now, I would fucking go nuts.
You know, we did all that shit.
Absolutely nuts.
We wouldn't do the disrespectful shit that started this conversation. That kid with the glowing shirt. Like, we were just knuckleheads. We weren't out there.
We were too.
Yeah, we weren't out there, you know, fucking
dumb stuff with cars too. Like,
oh god, Sylvie,
our driver's license. That's what I most worry about. Like, Mason turns 10 today, and I know
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mason.
Thank you. And then Gio's 12, right, Carm?
12, yeah.
He's 4 years away from getting his license under.
I know.
They do some of the shit with a car. I think we can monitor them a little bit more now.
We can.
Like,
it's scary, though. It is.
Yeah.
Hope they don't do the dumb shit we did, but I guess you got to figure it out a little bit on your own. So just hope for the best. Baseball bat and fucking mailboxes and lighting jack-o'-lanterns on fire. No big deal.
I can only imagine what the good kid was doing in Northwest Indiana.
I wasn't bad. And it wasn't Northwest Indiana. I grew up in Calumet City.
Oh, Calumet City. Right.
Beautiful Calumet City.
Beautiful.
No, we used to throw parties all the time. You know, we just had a good time. And, you know, the problem there always was people fighting against each other. You know,
that's what happens.
There's a lot of testosterone in the air in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy would throw, Greg Wilson lived at a place, and he'd always have a little bit of a party. There were no parents on hand. I think Greg Wilson's parents had moved to Tennessee, left him with one of his cousins. And parents weren't there either. And there it was, and just on the alley, just off of Burnham Avenue, in between in the alley, there it was, just a bunch of high school kids hanging out, drinking beer in the back. Troublemakers, the smell of weed in the air, you know?
Smell of weed.
I didn't smoke. I still, weed is still kind of a.
Just the gummies, right?
If I want to go, even if I do a gummy, I'd go to bed.
You pass out, yeah.
I mean, if I did a gummy right now in 2 hours, I'd be sleeping.
Me too.
So that's not the effect I want.
Don't do a gummy.
Yeah, I don't want the other effect either. I don't need my heart pumping out of my chest and having problems for myself.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I've never done booger sugar in my life. I've never tried booger sugar.
No.
I was always afraid. I was afraid I was going to like it.
Me too.
That was my problem. I was afraid I was going to like it.
Hey, and whatever scares you straight, like, don't worry about it, right? Well,
it didn't scare me anything. I just didn't want to do it because I knew I might like
but
it.
But I think that's what kind of like set you down the
same
right
thing with the heroin. I didn't want no snack.
The H?
We're going right from marijuana to fun. H.
Shrooms are fun, guys.
Nah, I wouldn't do that either. I think it would mess with me.
And it would. It would mess with you. You'd laugh and you'd giggle and you'd have a good time.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to do it. I said for me, shrooms were fun. I did shrooms three times.
Did it do what they say it does, where the pictures come out at you?
No.
No?
Everything just became more vibrant. I did it the one time, and the guy was wearing an orange, like a hunting vest, and he had some purple lint, and that purple was so bright on that orange vest. And I just sat there, and I looked at it. Nothing was happening. It wasn't moving. It wasn't a snake. Nothing happened. The colors were just so vibrant. It was
Waddle, you just watched nice. Sopranos again. The episode where he does peyote in the desert.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy. It's unbelievable.
I'm not doing any of that shit.
Though. You know what? My buddy, same guy, Phil, who I threw a party at his house, basically put himself through Ohio State selling mushrooms out of his basement.
Really?
Wow. Took him 6 years to get out. Phil, met him.
In the state of Illinois, they got candy bars, guys, that are mushrooms now.
Really?
He has had two
microdoses.
Yeah. But it's not, the little microdoses. But if you have three pieces, you didn't microdose, you just dosed.
What about ayahuasca? Did you try ayahuasca?
And nor would I. I'm not going to Peru.
No way.
I'm not going to
I'll go to desert. Peru, but I'm not doing fucking ayahuasca.
Doesn't it make you like violently ill too?
Like shit.
It can.
Gives you the shit.
Some people like doing that, sitting in their own fecal matter. Not me.
I'm not doing it. You know who did it? I think Taves did it, didn't he? Didn't Taves say he did ayahuasca one off season? He's out there though.
Does he wonder why his abdomen got messed up?
He's out there. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'll pass. All right. What are we hard for, boys? Memorial Day.
Yes, the 3-day weekend. That's what I'm hard for.
Fuck yes. It's going to be nice.
It's my favorite weekend. I always say it year after year after year. It's the start of summer. We have the whole summer ahead of us. It always goes by. The older you get, it goes by in a blink of an eye. So enjoy it. We're going to Milwaukee as a family to watch Cubs and Brewers. So I'm hard for that. My fucking baseball team, though.
Can't hit for shit right now.
Yeah, I am really down on them. So hopefully they find themselves this series.
You got to blame more than Ian Happ.
He's hit the ball now the last few
days. I got you, but you got to play more than Ian Happ, guys. You can't keep going after my switch hitting.
No, you're right. It's everybody.
His problems are team-wide.
Yeah.
It's everybody. So
he's abused me for a while, but I'm not going to let it happen anymore.
He's actually hit the ball now.
He's back.
All right, sex should be the best part of your day with Blue Chew. It will be. Unleash the beast within your pants with Blue Chew, baby, the ultimate sidekick to your sex life. You get a month's supply free just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. That's all you have to do. Go to bluechew.com. Use the promo code UNHINGED. Pay $5 shipping. That's it. They will send you a month's supply for free. That's F-R-E-E-E. You cannot beat that.
By the way, speaking of like something like that, Waddle and I just watched a show on Netflix. We won't give it away, but there is a great scene at the I always forget the name of the show with Jeff Daniels.
A Man in Full.
A Man in Full.
Never heard of it.
And wait till you see the finale, because it has something to do with Blue Chew.
Yeah,
it pops a Blue Chew before he goes.
Diane Lane's involved.
Explodes.
Diane Lane, come on. Oh, wow. This is a new show on Netflix?
Yes. And it's only six. I think there were six, right, Waddle?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's it called? The Man? What?
A Man in Full. And it's Jeff Daniels, who plays a Southern real estate mogul who was a former All-American football player at Georgia Tech.
Okay.
So
it's good. Really,
it's worth watching.
Pumping himself with some blue cheese.
And you know it's not a real story because there's never been an All-American at Georgia Tech.
Getting the high hard one.
There you go, for sure.
Really never been an All-American?
Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson.
There you go.
Who?
Calvin Johnson.
There had
to be a few over the years.
You said lineman.
Oh, no, no. Running back. He was a running back. Georgia Tech running back.
Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
A running back?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, Yerk. Long time ago.
I got you.
All right, boys, have a great Memorial Day. All right. Everybody have a good holiday weekend. Sylvie, enjoy Milwaukee this weekend and tell Mason happy birthday. Remember, as always, keep your mind sharp and your cock hard, and Blue Chew will certainly help with that. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?